Good morning, community of grace. It's so good to be with you today, to be able to see you. Oh, I really can't see you, but you can see me, but I'm hoping to see you in October when we do the meal packing event. But today I want to talk to you a message about being led by the Spirit, how the Holy Spirit of God leads us in our lives. And there are a couple of selected passages that were shared with me. One is Luke 2, verses 29 through 32. And it reads this way, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people." He's speaking about Jesus. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel. But the verses that really caught my attention were the verses prior to these words of Simeon, verses 25 through 28. At that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, remember that, and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple. Remember that statement. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, and then he spoke the verses 29 through 32 that I read earlier. I want to focus on the end of verse 25, the Holy Spirit was upon him. And then verse 27, that day the Spirit led him to the temple. Understand that Pentecost, as in Acts chapter 2, hadn't happened yet. Yet the Holy Spirit was already working just as he had been throughout the Bible. Now for us, the day of Pentecost has happened, and if we're not careful, we end up leaving the Holy Spirit there in Acts chapter 2. Then the other selected passage of Acts 15, 1 through 18, I'm not going to read all of that because there's a lot going on concerning the Gentiles. And by the way, we are Gentiles. But note verse 8, the Apostle Peter said, God knows people's hearts, and he confirmed that he accepts Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit. We have access to the Holy Spirit of God every day in our lives. But even greater than that, he has access to us as we remain faithful to God. Now, I want to focus on Luke 2, verse 27, and this statement. That day, the Spirit led him. How many know that the Holy Spirit leads us? Really, every day, especially if we listen to his voice. He nudges us in situations or at times when we may not even be aware or recognize that it's happening. For example, we feel compelled to change direction as we drive to a certain location, to look up at a certain time when driving to avoid an accident. In fact, that just happened to me this past week. I was driving through town in Oklahoma City, and I just felt compelled at that moment to look up, and as I did, I was able to avoid an accident. To call a certain person to see how they're doing, or a particular person comes to mind, and we feel like we need to pray. In fact, that's a practice that I've done now for many years. If God brings a certain individual to my mind, I will stop and say a prayer. Excuse me. He speaks wisdom into our spirit concerning a situation, concerning our kids or our grandkids or family members or other individuals in our life. The Holy Spirit leads us. Now, mission of hope. The Holy Spirit led Brad and Vanessa through given events that happened in their life to go to Haiti and start Mission of Hope in 1998. A year later, in 1999, the Holy Spirit led me to go through the invite of an individual, and again, certain circumstances that happened, to go and see what Mission of Hope was all about. When we arrived at the mission, was The mission was a year old, and yet Brad and Vanessa, I didn't know that then, but I know that now, were really thinking about leaving Haiti and going back to the U.S. The individual that had invited me and I was traveling with had been a missionary to the Philippines for many years. He took the time while he was there to meet with Brad and Vanessa, and through that conversation, here we are now 26 years later. The Holy Spirit is continuing to lead and speak into the life of Mission of Hope through our team in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And because of churches like you that are led and have been led by the Holy Spirit to partner with us, we are able to continue to see many lives transformed. Now, the state of Mission of Hope, and especially Haiti, the security situation in Haiti remains challenging. Almost 85% of the people or area of Port-au-Prince is controlled by gangs. More than 1 million people are internally displaced, even to the point of facing starvation. In spite of the issues in Haiti, our team, 300 plus Haitian staff, is doing amazing work. Our teams continue to navigate difficult situations to serve schools and orphanages. Food and aid distributions continue to be executed to the displaced population. Church advancement, including women's empowerment, is active and growing. From January 25 to April 25, 129 people have confessed Christ. How it all began? How did Mission of Hope start? How the Holy Spirit led Brad and Vanessa to do what God had called them to do? It began with education. Brad's parents had traded a pipe organ for about 20 acres of land. And then as Brad and Vanessa came to Haiti and made the decision to stay, the U.S. Marines, who were on the ground at the time, brought materials and men, and they built the first three school buildings. And now today, we have 16,000 children in our school program. Now, many of our partner schools, or even most of our partner schools, continue to operate, though there are some closed from time to time due to gang violence in their area. As of last week, there were 11,398 children attending school. This year, as we near graduation, there will be 211 children that will graduate from School of Hope. We have seen 118 teachers trained over the last few months. In fact, we are working on developing a virtual teacher training program in Haiti alone. Now, in the Dominican Republic, it's a little different. They have a public school system, but the Haitian children, even though they're invited or they can attend school up until the sixth grade, most of them don't because of immigration issues. Their parents won't allow them, or they feel like they would be mistreated. But we have 8 Haitian partner schools, education centers, meeting with the Dominican government. They have given us permission to start these schools. And right now, we have about 700 students that are attending these schools. See, we just completed our first teacher training with 51 people in attendance. Pastor training is going well. Women's empowerment, in fact, more than 200 women and 3,352 girls have been impacted through our women and girls empowerment ministry in both countries. Now, looking at the nutrition program, how nutrition started, first of all, in Haiti, back in 1998, when Brad and Vanessa started the school, they realized children were hungry. Many of you have heard this story, but they took a peanut grinder, nailed it to a tree, and began to grind peanuts and spread that on bread. And that's how they began to feed the children of that day. A little later, we began to feed children outside of Mission of Hope schools. And today we're feeding 130,000 plus meals every day across the country of Haiti. In addition, in partnership with local churches, more than 2.5 million meals have been served to internally displaced people and communities. In other words, refugee camps that have grown across the country. Many of them have fled their villages and they've built out other communities together in order to stay safe. The Dominican Republic, they chose to send many, almost 500,000 Haitians back to Haiti a few months ago. And many of them had never even been to Haiti, but they're finding location and community together in certain spots, but yet they're dealing with hunger in a tremendous way. There have been 586 farmers were impacted by our agricultural program. They received training and seeds and coaching. And then we have True North, which is our ship. Many of you know about True North. Some of you might have even served on True North at one time. God helped us to purchase this ship in order to do ministry around the island of Haiti so that we could get there and get goods there, because many times driving to location was very challenging. Well, the Haitian government came to us and asked us if we could use the ship to get food from the U.S. into the country of Haiti and at different locations. The Port-au-Prince port is closed many times. And so trying to get food to strategic locations, True North has been a big part of that. We've done five trips with True North. 1.25 million meals have been delivered through True North. Aid delivered to areas experiencing famine, critical food and supplies delivered to special needs orphanage that has been cut off from aid for almost a year. Our team in Haiti alone has delivered over 14 million meals since January 1. In the Dominican Republic, we have delivered 130,000 plus meals into the hands of people in the Dominican that are dealing with hunger issues. One of the things that we're really pushing is Team Hope, and where we have for $10 a month, you can feed a child for a month, or for $50 a month, you can feed a family. Just a few weeks ago that I was in the Dominican Republic and I met with one of the families that was receiving this help from the food program, the Team Hope program. And as I sat there with them one evening, eating, actually enjoying some of the food, they began to share how they are inviting their neighbors to come and have food as well. And many of those individuals have come to Christ. So in the Dominican Republic, I know Haiti, we've been there since 1998. In the Dominican, we've only been there 7 years or so. And yet ministry and teams coming from the U.S. continue to grow, and God is blessing it in so many ways as we continue to be led by the Spirit. Let me close with this prayer. Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. And again, thank you for supporting Mission of Hope and being one of our partners.